had to be pretty patient. Green light for tomorrow, or what can you tell us?
We'll see. See what happens. You know, we're waiting on Mo's decision. But right now, we've just been preparing every day, trying to make sure I'm ready. And it'll be up to him. So I'll wait and see for tomorrow.
How close to 100% would you say you are?
Pretty close. So it's been a long time. It's been a pretty tough tough last month or so. But yeah, definitely, getting really close.
What can you tell us about the injury itself?
Not much. Sorry.
No problem. Yeah. Was it related to the preseason?
Yeah, started in preseason, yeah. Sure. And then there were a couple other instances kind of accumulated a little bit. So, it's been a while. It's been a long, it's been pretty tough. So, it's... got to sit next to this guy and get interviewed against Storbs. Definitely didn't miss that.
What's the worst part for you in sitting up and watching for the last 15 games? What's the worst part of that group?
Oh, not playing. I mean, it's pretty obvious. I like to be out there to contribute as much as any way I can. Sitting out isn't fun for anybody, but there's other things you got to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. So if you do come back, you're at 100% because I wouldn't have it any other way.
You're one of the veteran guys here. When a team is going through a bit of a slide, what are some of the things that you can do to kind of maybe keep the mood up?
Yeah, I mean, we're playing so many games to the point where it's almost pretty much every other day. So you don't really have time to dwell because you got to get ready for the next one. We have a nice little two-day break here. We haven't had one of those in a while. So this road trip hasn't really started the way that we wanted it to. So at the same time, you kind of have a short memory to get ready because other teams aren't going to wait for you to get it turned around. So I think it's trying to keep an even keel as much as possible.
Drew, Paul has talked a lot about not practicing and how hard that is on especially a young team. Mm-hmm. What do you think is missing when you guys don't practice very much?
Well, I mean, you look at it, we spent about 20 minutes or so on the power play, so special teams, both penalty kill and the other side. So, I mean, I think, you look at how important special teams are to games. I mean, last year our PP and our penalty kill could have been a lot better and cost us a lot of games. So that's something that when you don't have time to practice it, it's kind of just on the fly during the games. You're trying to make adjustments. So to get that extra time to work on special teams is huge.
Is it different this year because the team is younger? Is the impact more, do you think?
Maybe. I mean, it just depends. It's NHL. You know, you got to be ready.
Yeah.
You know, this is the best league in the world. You know, it doesn't wait for anybody. So I don't care who you are. You're young, you're old. You got to be professional. Got to lay it on the line every time you go on the ice, whether it's in practice or not. So, like I said, we're making no excuses for young guys. You know, it's time to go.